you mentioned Michigan. Michigan is number 10 team in the nation, but I don't necessarily know if they've looked like the number 10 team in the nation. They, you know, Texas came in, did what they did, but then they played against USC and they were able to win that game. It's funny because basically they've taken the script from Penn State last year and they're just going to keep wash, rinse, repeat. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to run the ball, play defense. Please don't make us ask to throw the ball. Is that sustainable if you're trying to win the Big Ten, trying to make it to the college football playoffs?
To win the Big Ten, no. I think to win 8 or 9 games, possibly. It's funny you mentioned that because when Davis Warren was the starter, they were more run heavy, but not nearly like this. You know, they were about 54% run, 46% pass. They tried to have some balance. With this, with Orji being the starter, they run at 72% of the time. So you're getting up there with, you know, Service Academy, Army, Air Force, Navy, teams that run it, you know, 75% of the time. Like, that's what Michigan is starting to look like. And they haven't been in a situation where they've been down double digits and have had to rally back. And, you know, luckily for them against USC, they were up most of that game. And even when they did trail late, it was only, you know, 4 points, 3 points. So they were able to still rely on the run game and get down and get the touchdown at the end. And with Minnesota, they had the big lead through special teams and defense. So, again, they weren't forced to throw the ball. It would have been interesting if Minnesota would have recovered that onside kick or, well, they did recover. But if it wasn't overruled.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah. If it wasn't overruled and Minnesota goes down and score, would Orji have been able to lead them back? You know, that would have been interesting to see. But, yeah, if they could just stay with their, you know, one possession, they can rely on this run game because – now, as we've seen, Khalil Mullins is a hammer. You know, the last 3 games, he's been the top 3 running back in the country in terms of yards, and he's always falling forward. So, you know, I think it's a formula that works against teams that you have equal talent or better talent than. But if you're trying to beat Oregon and Ohio State, I have a hard time seeing that.
Yeah, because the way I look at it, I don't know if you're going to always get a, you know, a defensive, you know, pick six or
block punt.
Right. Your special team sets you up where, because once they get in the red zone, they're probably the most dangerous team in the Big Ten, probably outside of Oregon, where they're going to score. You're not going to stop them. I mean, they will just go for it 4 times and just ram it down your throat. But it's outside of the red zone is where they have problems. I mean, going back to USC, where it was basically 3 and out to that very last drive. I, like you, am wondering what happens when they fall down by double digits. Will Sharon Moore just look at Orji and say, all right, kid, you got to go out there and show me what you can do with your arm? Or do they just say, yeah, we're going to just keep, you know, riding the legs of Khalil Mullins and see how far this kid can take us?
Yeah. And again, I'm very interested to see what's going to happen there. I wonder if we'll see it Saturday against Washington. You know, even though they've got 2 losses, they're favored in this game, which is
okay. Stop. How is the number 10 team in the country an underdog to a 2-loss Washington? Who, okay, they probably should have won last week if old boy don't run out on the field. He got a little too excited.
Yeah,
we get okay. That, son. Okay. There's a pill for that. Okay,
right.
But how are you underdogs to Washington? How is this?
And I think Michigan started as a 1-point favorite and
it
moved all the way up to like 2.5 to 3 now. I think in terms of metrics, I think Washington probably should be 5-0. Even the Washington State game that they lost, they, you know, they had a 4th and goal, decided to run it to the short side with no other option there. But you go down there and score. And, you know, you win that game, and clearly they outgained Rutgers by 200-something yards, but penalties, like you mentioned, with the guy running on the field after the blocked field goal and, you know, stuff like that. Like, they could easily be 5-0. So I wonder if that's playing part of it, too. Like, they don't really care as much about what you're ranked in the AP poll. They care about how you look on the field and what you've done. And, you know, we've seen Michigan basically become one-dimensional and, you know, have a couple of escapes at home, as opposed to, you know, them dominating teams like some others have in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, I look at this Michigan team and I don't know what to think about it. I'm like, okay, is this just what they're going to be? Is this the new style? I mean, like you said, is it going to be Michigan football is almost service academy like football? Or is just is this year a one-off? Because yeah, we didn't really go after a transfer portal QB, and now we're kind of paying the cost for this.
Yeah, I feel like this is a one-year thing. Just kind of do what you have to do to win as many games as possible to try to get back in the playoff. But, you know, I think having Colston Loveland back last week certainly helped, and maybe they just try to lean on that more. But they definitely don't seem to have, you know, the receivers that they've had in the past. You know, there's no Roman Wilson, there's no Cornelius Johnson, you know, guys like that. You know, Tyler Morris is fine, but, you know, he's not those two guys. And so it's a lot of Colston Loveland. And I thought it was interesting the last two games, like, if you talk about just throws in the air, like 5 yards downfield, just five. Like, how many do you think Orgy's had in the last two games?
5 yards?
And just 5 yards in the air downfield.
10?
16. How many completed?
8-6. Okay. Wow.
So again, we're talking just 5 yards downfield, and he's not even completing 50% of those.
6 for 16.
Like, yeah. Like,
see, that's a problem. Bring you on for that. Those right there. Right there. Like, wow.
That's a problem.
I mean, the funny thing is I don't understand why it takes teams the second half to realize they're not going to throw the ball.
Right.
Like USC played different coverage and Michigan was able to run the first half. Minnesota, like in the second half, they realized, coach, I don't think they're going to pass the ball on us today. Right. Why don't we just bring extra people in the box? We just need to shut down that running back and we can win this thing. And it's right. Almost happened 2 weeks in a row. I wonder if Washington takes a play out of that, or if Washington does the same thing where they think, oh, okay, they got this trick play. And I'm thinking to myself, there is no trick play. His trick play is making a 7-yard completion. That's a trick play to them.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, as we saw last week, Washington had trouble stopping the run. You know, we saw Kyle Monaga, Samuel Brown, they both combined for about 180 or so. So, you know, if Michigan's looking at that, they're like, oh, well, Rutgers was able to run the ball pretty well without much of a pass threat. Like, maybe we could do the same thing. That's our DNA. And let's see if we could do it again.
It'll be interesting. Now, teams from the East crossing the Mississippi don't have a great regular season record. I'm not a research person, but I can tell you, I don't know what happens once your plane crosses over the Mississippi, but outside of bowl games, teams from the Big Ten, that they had to go play on the West Coast, it normally ends up being an L. I said that this game was going to be something at the beginning of the year, and people thought I was crazy, it was simply because of that fact. But now, looks like I got Vegas backing me up on this. All right, Harold, here's the thing.